Shalom,
we're reading from the writings of Baal Sulam, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 120. You're welcome to enter our website, kab.co.il, where you can find the text and also send us questions. And some questions may be asked here during the lesson. So again, the writings of Baal Sulam, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 120.
Here before us, although it's a very important part, but it's very small in the preface, where we talk about the world of Atzilut and the corrections that are taking place in the world of Atzilut. And there are also things that he's mentioning in passing. Very briefly. So as much as we can explain it, we'll try to do it. And whatever we can't get, we'll study in chapters on the study of this.
The five Paltzufim of Atzilut and the Ma and Bon in each Paltzuf. 120. It has been explained that the level of the new Ma expanded into a whole world in itself as well, like the world of Nikudim. The reason is, as it has been explained regarding the level of Nikudim, the doubling of the Masach from Bchina Daled, 2. This is because the illumination of Zon De'ak that shone through the Tabur and the Yesod to guard the Nikudim brought Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, back to its place, and the lower Hay descended from her Nikvei Naim to the Peh, which caused all those levels of Gadlut de Nikudim to emerge. Yet, all those levels were cancelled and broken once more, and all the lights departed them. For this reason, Tzimtzum Bet returned to its place, and Bchina Daled was reunited with the Masach.
Is that clear? What is he telling us here? After Galgalta.
Up.
And Sag. And Nekudot of Sag that came down and connected with Nehir Galgalta and received Bchina Daled from there. Fourth aspect. And then the second restriction happened, where Malchut rose to Bina of Guf. This is Bina, this is Malchut.
Then
the Rishimo rose to Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag, and mating and striking Zivug Daka took place. And the light descended below the Tabu, where the Rishimo came from, between Tabu and Parsa, as far down as possible. And here we have three Partsufim, which is Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon.
Then it comes
out on the Rishimot, Bet over Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. And then we get the Zivug in Pe'ov Rosh, why? Because this Zivug, this mating, coupling takes place on Rishimo Dalet over Gimel.
And
then the lights expanded from the Keter and Abba Ve'ima and Zon down, all the way down. And here, at the bottom, what happened was the shattering. Shattering of the vessels.
Ve'az nishar Keter ve'Abba ve'Ima em nisharu.
And then Keter and Abba ve'Ima remained.
Ve'limata
Zon. And Zon
Nishbar.
Were shattered. And again, the Rishimo rose from the shattering from everything. Already to Metzach of Rosh of Sag. Metzach, forehead. And another Zivug Daka takes place in Metzach of Rosh of Sag. And the light started to expand and created the world of Atzilut. Atik, Arichanpin, Abba Veima, Zon.
Let's
read it again.
Again. Item 120. The five Partsufim of Atzilut and the Ma and Bon in each Partsuf. It has been explained that the level of the new Ma expanded into a whole world in itself as well, like the world of Nikudim. The reason is, as it has been explained regarding the level of Nikudim, the doubling of the Masach from Bchinat Daled 2. This is because the illumination of Zon De'ak that shone through the Tabur and the Yesod to guard the Nikudim brought Tzimtzum Aleph back to its place. And the lower Hay descended from her Nikveh Enaim to the Peh, which caused all these levels of Gadlut, the Nikudim, to emerge. Yet, all these levels were cancelled and broken once more, and all the lights departed them. For this reason, Tzimtzum Bet returned to its place, and Bchinat Daled was reunited with the Masach.
Is it clear what he's writing? Just say, yes or no? No, okay. Item 120. It has been explained that the level of the new Ma, which expanded also into a whole world in itself, it's been explained that the level of the new Ma expanded into a whole world in itself as well. That's what came out, the world of Atzilut. Like the world of Nikudim. The reason is, why did it happen this way? As it has been explained regarding the level of Nikudim, the doubling of the Masach, the screen from Bchinat Dalet 2, meaning we have the Rishimo of Katnut and Rishimo of Gadlut. There in the world of Nikudim we had Rishimo which? Bet over Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction on Katnut, smallness, and on Gadlut, adulthood, Dalet over Gimel. And here, after the shattering, we are left with Rishimo Aleph over Shosh, second restriction. And also the Rishimo of Gadlut stayed. That's how the world of Atzilut comes out, both in the Rishimo of Katnut and of Gadlut. Because the illumination of Zon of Ak that shone through the Tabur and the Yesod of Gar to Nikudim, of Nikudim, meaning we have Keter, Abba Veima, the two Rashim, two heads in the world of Nikudim, and the first restriction brought it back to its place. The second restriction was cancelled. The lights expanded below the Parsa. You're looking at the drawing? Below the Parsa is where the lights expanded. This is called the cancellation of the second restriction, and lower Hay descended from Nikveh Naim to the Peh, which caused all these levels of Gadlut, of Nikudim, to emerge, all the kings from the world, kingship, from Malchut. That Malchut was used as a vessel of reception there, instead of Bina. Not Malchut, that's Malchut in Bina. But by that, all these levels emerged in the Gadlut of Nikudim. Yet all these levels that came out on the Rishimo Dalet or Dalet Gimel, they were cancelled and broke, once more, and all the lights that were in them, the light of Gadlut, of Chokhmah, they departed. And for this reason, the second restriction returned to its place, and Bchinat Daled was reunited with the screen. What's not clear here? Ask. Yes, Danny.
In Rosh Desag, after the Masach rises to Nikveh Naim, even though it feels the coarseness of Dalet Gimel, why is
it? No, it doesn't feel the coarseness of Dalet Gimel.
Why does it decide to go down to the Peh in Rosh Desag?
After expressing itself in Bet over Aleph, second restriction, the next Rashimo is revealed Dalet over Gimel. But not before that, because the Rishimo Dalet Gimel is an addition to the previous degree, Bet Aleph, second restriction.
But when he established the Masach in Nikveh Naim, didn't he feel that this is the new rule of things?
No. Look, where do you know? Where do you get that? Interesting. You've never heard it from anyone. Impossible. How come this knowledge exists in you like a law? No, what is the main part of the Pratsuf? The Katnut. What about the Katnut? That's an addition. If you have a small rabbit, you'll get a big rabbit. A small bear will become a big bear, an adult bear. That's what Dalet Gimel, that's the addition that tells us. The same Partsuf, according to its nature and character, now has an addition, vessels of Achap, but the same character, the same form. So before the Partsuf comes out, the Katnut of the world of Nikudim, the Gadlut can't come out. It's not even felt. When Katnut comes out, and then you feel there's a deficiency in the vessels and in the lights, which is the Katnut, smallness. From that, the Rishimo of Gadlut appear. More?
I have two questions. The first question is, the world of Atzilut came out on Aleph Shorosh Tzimtzum Bet, and you said that Dalet Gimel also exists there, the doubling of the screen. Yes, he writes it, but where is the Zivug of Dalet Gimel?
We will have, wait.
It'll come in the future.
In 30 minutes.
Okay, at the end of the paragraph here, he writes that Tzimtzum Bet returned to its place and Bchinat Daled was reunited with the Masach. What does this mean?
That again, we had Bet Aleph, let's say. What are you talking about? After the shattering of the world of Nikudim.
Bchina Dalet,
that would stand in Bina, by the Gadlut, it came down to its place, the vessels shattered, and it remained in its place.
Place?
Yeah. It's a fact. All the vessels were shattered, they fell down.
Meaning it connected to the screen, that means the Masach in Peh de Rosh Desag?
Why in Peh of Rosh of Sag? First of all, in Peh of Rosh of Sag, you have Malchut and its own screen.
But there they rose to Nikveh Naim. The Masach rose.
It's not in Rosh of Sag. That's Rosh of Sag that performs on itself additional Rashim, additional heads, not the Sag in itself. It clothes in such external Zivugim, matings, in which it performs the world of Nikudim, the world of Atzilut, Tzimtzum, second restriction. Sag is not second restriction.
So what screen is he talking about now? What Masach?
He's not talking about any screen.
So what Masach did Bchinat Daled connect to?
Bchinat Daled connected to the screen that is in the Peh of Rosh of Sag, because the first restriction returned and the second restriction returned to its place, meaning that same screen of Bchinat Daled returned to its place in Sag. in the Peh of Osh of Sag, because Sag performs the actions, but the actions that he would later use to create the world of Atzilut are actions from a different screen that is standing in the Metzach, the forehead. Those are two different things. You have Sag, and Sag closes on with different clothing in order to carry out the world of Nikudim and Katnut and Gadlut, the world of Atzilut, all of that. Sag does everything. We talked about it. Let's go.
121. Hence, in the new Ma too, which emerged from the Metzach, there are the two Bchinot of Katnut and Gadlut too, as in the world of Nikudim. The Katnut emerges first, according to the Aviyut, the coarseness disclosed in the Masach, which is the level of the Ampin Deit Labshut called Chagat, and the level of Malchut Daviut called Nihi, due to the three lines made in Malchut. The right line is called Netzach, the left line is called Hod, and the middle line is called Yesod. Yet, since there is only Hitlabshut in Bchina Aleph without Aviut, it has no Kelim. Thus, the level of Chagat is devoid of Kelim, clothing in Kelim Denehi. And this level is called Ubal, embryo. This means that there is only a Viut de Shoash there, which remained in the Masach after its Izdakhut, during its ascension for Zivug at the Metzach of the Upper One. And the level that emerges from there is only the level of Malchut. Yet, within her, is the concealed lower hay, letter hay, regarded as the lower hay at the Metzach. Once the Ubal, the embryo, receives the Zivug of the Upper One, it descends from there to its place, and receives the Mochin Deinika from the Upper One, which are a viut of Prina Aleph, considered the lower hay in Nikve Enayim. Thus, it acquires Kelim for Chagat too, and Chagat spread from Nehi, and it has the level of Zerampin.
Clear? No. Typically, in this item, everyone gets stuck, they kind of throw their hands in the air. Okay, let's go through it. We have time. Hence, in the new Ma, too, which that's how the world of Atzilut is called, which emerged from the Metzach of Rosh of Sag, there are two Bchinot of Katnut and Gadlut, because there are two kinds of Oshimo. Aleph Shoresh, second restriction, the first Oshimo, and Dalet Gimel, the second Oshimo. Just like in the world of Nikudim, except in the world of Nikudim, it was Bet Aleph, second restriction, and Dalet Gimel. And here it's Aleph Shoresh, the second restriction, and Dalet Gimel. That's why the place of Zivug is Dalet in Nikve Enayim, like it was in the Katnut of the world of Nikudim, but the place is in the Metzach, the forehead, called Aviut Shorsh, Shorsh coarseness. And second restriction in Rosh of Sag, where Katnut emerges first, meaning Aleph Shorsh, second restriction. In the Metzach of Rosh of Sag, there's a Zivug, mating, and a Potsuf comes out. Katnut. According to the coarseness disclosed in the screen, which is called the level of Zeranpin of Itlabshut, called Chagat. That's how it's called. That's how he calls it. It's Prina Aleph. Why does he call it? Does he call it so? Because here we have the matter of three lines, but it's not important so much at this point. And the level of Malchut of coarseness of Malchut called Nehi, due to the three lines made in Malchut, where the right line is called Netzach, left line is called Hod, and the middle line is called Yesod. Thus far, it's clear what he's saying or not? Who didn't get it? What's not clear?
Where are these three lines, Netzachot Yesod? I didn't get it. A Partsuf came out.
On which Rishimot the Partsuf came out?
Aleph Shorosh Simtzum Bet.
Aleph Shorosh, second restriction. Good. It expanded down. Doesn't matter down to where. Why are you saying it? He doesn't say it.
You're right.
It expanded. What does he say later?
He describes now how the Malkut was divided into three lines or something like that. I didn't get it exactly.
How does he call the degree of Zerampin?
Chagat.
Zerampin is degree Aleph.
Yes.
Aleph of Itlapshut. So he says there is a Partsuf that comes out on two Oshimo. Oshimo of Itlapshut, clothing, and Oshimo of Aviut, coarseness. So here is Aleph of Itlapshut. How does he call it?
Chagat.
Chagat. Why Chagat? He wants to emphasize that there are three lines here. That's how it's called. Bchina Aleph is called Chagat. Bchina Shoresh, coarseness of Shoresh, is called
Nehi.
Nehi, why? To emphasize that there are three lines there. Why? Because. You don't understand. I also don't understand. But I'm not jumping ahead. I'm studying what's written. Why? We'll study it. That's what you have in the world of Atzilut. You have nowhere else you have such things. You have one line. From the world of Atzilut and onward, because you have the mingling of the measure of mercy in judgment, you have the mingling of the lines. But I'm talking semantics, the definitions. Are those clear? Bchina Aleph. Aviut, Itlapshut, doesn't matter. He calls it Chagat. Bchina Shoresh, whether it's Aviut or Itlapshut, he calls it Nehi. And that's a sign. It's a sign of three lines. Next. Yet. You have it? The word yet. Yet, since there is only Itlapshut in Bchina Aleph, without aviut, clothing without coarseness, therefore it has no vessels. Thus the level of chagat, that's how he calls Bchina Aleph, is devoid of vessels. And it's clothed in the vessels of Nehi. Let's say ruach, that belongs to Bchina Aleph, that belongs to vessels of chagat, clothes on the vessels of Nehi. So he says, Chagat clothes in Nehi. So you have to understand, what is Chagat? That's how we call Aleph of Itlapshut, Aleph of clothing. It has no vessels, and that's why the light of Aleph of clothing, Itlapshut, which is the light of Ruach, compared to light of Nefesh in Malchut, in Nehi, and the light of Ruach clothes in the place of the light of Nefesh. So the degree of Chagat is devoid of vessels, and it clothes in the vessels of Nehi. And this level is called Ubal, embryo. We talked about it, right? You all remember? You want to become an embryo? So see what it is. This means that there is only a view of coarseness of Shoresh. How do you call it? Coarseness of Shoresh? Nehi. Which remained in the screen after its purification, is the chut. During its ascension for Zivug, at the Metzach of the Rosh of Sag, that the degree, the level that emerges from there is only the level of Malchut. Yet, the level of Malchut, what is it? The degree of Nehi, of Shoresh. Yet within her, in its internality, there is the lower hay concealed. And this is the lower hay in Metzach. Here you need a period. And after the Ubar receives the Zivug of the upper one, it descends from there to its place, and then receives Mochin the Yenika, Mochin of Yenika, from the upper one, which are the coarseness of Prina Aleph. Meaning, because it has Prina Aleph of Itlapshut, called the degree of Chagat, after it has Nehi, the degree of Malchut, it can rise, of course, not he, but the upper brings him up. And it receives an addition. So it would have vessels for that light of Ruach. It used to have the light of Ruach, but it now clothes in Malchut, and now it receives the vessels for the light of Ruach. And the light of Ruach clothes in the vessels of Ruach. And now he has Chagat and Nehi, two vessels. He grew up. He became the degree of Zeranpin. Now we understand that if from above down we constantly had from Dalet Dalet in Gilgalta, Dalet Gimel in Ab, Gimel Bet in Sag, there was always a descent and the clothing was greater than the coarseness. Tereshimo, right? Now it's the other way around. We have Aleph Shorash.
Shorash
doesn't have vessels. They came all the way down to the shattering. No, we have an opposite process. Where from the Aviyut Shorash, the coarseness of Shorash, through the Rishimo of Hitlapshut, you can grow the vessels that are bigger in Aviyut Aleph by having these two kinds of Rishimo. Is that clear? Yes or no? Who doesn't understand? Only you. Okay, ask.
It's strange. How does the upper one grow kelim of Yud Chisaron?
He grows them. He grows them. You have to know everything all the way? He doesn't write how. He says, he rises, he receives. That's it. We have to cut, not to swallow everything. You'll just choke on it. We won't be able to do it. You see. Are you teaching someone? Or not? No? Yes, so how, you force feed them everything? No, it has to be in slices. So what is he saying again? From above down, from the world of Insof down to the shattering, we have vessels that were always the vessels of Itlapshut are greater than the Aviyut. And the main thing is the Rishimo of Aviyut. And so they descend, the screen according to the Rishimo of Aviyut, it grows smaller. Now we reached the shattering. We have to start correcting. Correction is going back. So now he explains just a little bit how do you come to the state, the corrected state, where we had the coarseness Aleph Shorash. We have no vessels for the light of Ruach, for Aleph, so it clothes in coarseness of Shorash. So there is this instrument, I don't know what it is, a mechanism that brings those vessels up. And specifically because in Malchut we have the light of Nefesh and the light of Ruach, it begins to receive, according to the light of Ruach in it, it receives vessels for the light of Ruach, because it has Rishimo v'Itlapshut. Then, it turns out that from the degree of Shorash, we get Aleph. Then from the embryo, we begin to have a small one, and then it grows and grows and grows. Thanks to this Rishimo of Itlapshut and Aviyut. Now we understand how important is the Rishimo of Itlapshut. Now how does it happen? I don't know. I don't know. And just the principle is clear. Again, Then it receives mochin of yenika from the upper one, which are aviut of prin alef, the coarseness already of prin alef, considered the lower hay in nikve naim, and thus it acquires the vessels for chagat too. These chagat spread from nehi, and it has the level of zarampin. That's it. There was only a degree of malchut, and now has the degree of zarampin. For the first time, we are learning with you that there are small vessels that become great, large. We always learn from above down, that this regression, this gradual descent from Ensof down to Siyum. Now we are learning how from Siyum, from the smallest degree, you have even below Siyum, which is are the klipot, the shells. But here we say that the Siyum, the smallest degree that we have left after the shattering of the vessels in the world of Nikudim, we have vessels left. Aleph, Shoresh, second restriction. There was no shattering on those vessels. Does everyone hear? Do you understand? The world of Nikudim was in Katnut. In what Rishimo? Bet Aleph, second restriction. In Gadlut? Dalet Gimel. And it shattered. And what was left after the shattering? Broken vessels. And what else? The remaining Rishimo, on which there was no zivug and no shattering. Which? Aleph Shosh. Second restriction. Now, the world of Atzilut is coming out on Aleph Shoresh, second restriction. Meaning, the world of Atzilut did not come from the shattering. It comes from what was left after the last action. The shattering doesn't matter. Let's say there was this envelope, this wrapper. Inside there was Rishimo Aleph Shoresh. The wrapper cracked. So it cracked. But the Shoresh is now revealed, and on that you build a new Pertsuf called Atzilut. The world of Atzilut doesn't come from the remnants of the shattering. It comes as a result of the breaking of the world of Nikudim. But there's no restriction on it from the shattering. It exists. Now, how? From that Rishimo that remains. After that, cascading down, Galgal, Ta'ab, Sag, Ma, Bon, Upper Bon, World of Nikudim in Katnut, World of Nikudim in Gadlut, shattering. How? This process, how do we extract the final Rishimo that we have left, which is a Rishimo from the cascading from Ensof? How do we build from it a complete world? So he gave us an example that you can build because there's always a Rishimo of Hitlapshut and a Rishimo of Aviut. The Rishimo of Hitlapshut lacks vessels, but it has light. It has light. Bchina Aleph. The light of Ruach. And now this light clothes in the vessel of Malchut. The light of Chagat clothes in the vessels of Nehi. And then we can enliven it, resuscitate it. Meaning we can build vessels of Chagat for light of Chagat, and then we'll have, instead of an embryo, Ubal, we'll have a small one, little one, Zarampin. How do we do it? We'll get to it.
When it's in Yenika right now, can it be said that it has the Rishimo Bet Alef Tzimtzum Bet? Like in Nikudim?
No, it doesn't have Rishimo.
So, Aleph Doviut, but it has Itlapshut, no? In the state of Yenika. How can you call it? When it receives Oviut Prin Aleph.
From Ubar, from embryo, it grows to Yenika.
Right.
You're asking how it grows from Yenika on?
No, I'm asking about the Yenika. How will it be called? Does it have the Rishimo Itlapshut in the state? It has Aleph Doviut. Does it have the Rishimot from the state of Yenika?
I don't know. I will teach you how to teach, according to my opinion.
He writes about Heitata, which is in the Masach, which is a part of this process, in the Metzach, which is a part of this process, which you just described, this new process.
Malchut arose to the Metzach of Rosh Hashanah. This is called the Parsa in Korsnes Shorosh. It's in Metzach. And there you have Zivug, mating. What's left after the shattering? So what we have? Aleph Shorosh, second restriction, whose place is in Metzach of Rosh Hashanah. Metzach is the place of Parsa of Aviut of Shorosh. And from there you have a Zivug and you have the degree of Ubar. This embryo receives an addition, and instead of Aleph Shorosh, it has Aleph of Itlapshut and Aleph of Aviut also. Does it get a bit of Itlapshut together with that, your friend asked? I don't know. He doesn't write. Let's see.
Ashuf.
And then it receives Mochen of Yenika from the upper one, which are coarseness of Prina Aleph, considered the lower hay in Nikve Naim. Who is his upper one, his greater one? The lower hay in Nikve Naim, second restriction in Nikve Naim. Where was it? In Rosh Hashanah, with respect to the world of Nikudim. Thus it acquires the vessels for Chagat as well. And Chagat spread in Nehi, and it has the level of Zerampin. Slowly. This item is always very, very tricky for students.
Perhaps it's a return to Leo's questions. This reality in which there is the aspect of Malchut, which in the Zivug de Metzach receives a Viut Shorosh. Malchut needs to be a Viut Dalet. What does it mean that it receives this small illumination? What kind of feeling is in Malchut, which is called the light of Shorosh, the illumination of Shorosh, the aspect of Shorosh?
Again,
he says here that then it receives the Mochin Dinika from the upper one, which are viewed Prina Aleph, considered the lower hay in Nikve Naim, thus it acquires the Kelim. I'm sorry, before this. The lower hay at the Metzach, once the Ubar, the embryo, receives the Zibug of the upper one, it descends from there to its place. So, before he said that there is a Zibug in the Metzach, it rose to the Zivug, the Metzach Elyon, the degree that comes out is only Malchut.
Yes, Aviut Shorosh, that's the degree of Malchut.
When there is a Zivug in Metzach, then
it doesn't matter if the Zivug happens in Metzach or not. The degree of Malchut, it's Aviut, it's coarseness of Shorosh. It doesn't matter in which partsuf does it take place, in general.
Isn't it supposed to be a viut b'chinat dalet there in Malchut? When there's a zivug in the pe, what happens in Malchut?
But what kind of screen does it have? If it has only the degree of Malchut, it has a viut of Shorosh only. How can it be the b'chinat dalet?
That's what I'm asking. It's Malchut with a viut de Shorosh. There's no vessel there at all.
There is a vessel of Aviut of Shorosh. Also a screen of Aviut of Shorosh.
What is a vessel, a kli of Aviut Shorosh? How can you imagine that, grasp it?
That he, if he performs a coupling, striking on its coarseness, it receives the light of Nefesh.
On what kli does this happen?
I don't understand.
I'm trying to understand what it means. Malchut in Oviut the Shoash. What is this? There's no kli there.
Ten sfirot. They have the screen of the coarseness of Shoresh. These ten sfirot can receive light of Nefesh. Only. Can't be less anymore or any less. It's always ten sfirot. Is it clear what he's asking?
If I understand his question, he's saying, how can it be that in Kli the Shoresh there's the level of Malchut? So it's Malchut the Ot. How can the degree of Malchut exist in the Kli of Shoresh?
That's why I told him, every Zivug, there are 10 Sfirot. Can be no more, no less. And the degree of Malchut is a degree of 10 Sfirot with a screen with the courses of Shoresh. These are names. Names. We have a problem with names in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's how Kabbalists. Okay.
This Malchut in the Metzach, is that the same Malchut of Nehide Galgalta, which was integrated with Binah?
Malchut of Ensof. Everywhere, it's only one Malchut. There are no many plural of Malchut. Only it works. Rachamim, I'm not going to let you ask, because you're not going to ask on the topic, you're going to ask on many things all around it. Are you going to ask according to the text? No. So. Not that I don't want. I want to stay on topic. Can you ask on topic or just all over? In your opinion, I don't want to hurt you, but when we study, we study. You asked already? Yes, Akoka.
I didn't understand how when Atzilut comes out, it comes out on Shoresh Aleph. If it comes out from the shattering of the vessels,
after the shattering of the vessels, that's what's left in the screen.
How can it be that it doesn't shatter?
It wasn't even present. From Ein Sof. We have Dalet Dalet. Clear? Purifies to Dalet Gimel. Purifies further to Gimel Bet. Purifies to Bet Bet. In the Kudot of Sag until Bet Aleph. That's it. Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet is what we have. This is in addition. Also in addition, Dalet Gimel. But Aleph Shoresh was never there. We didn't have, we never had Aleph Shoresh. It stayed. And that's why after all this shattered, after all of this shattered, in the process that has to take place from Ein Sof and down to here, we have Aleph Shoresh left. And second restriction in that case.
So what shattered?
What shattered? Dalet Gimel. The world of Nikudim was shattered. But Aleph Shoresh did not break it. It remains. It appears now. Aleph Shoresh is revealed. It comes to us from Ein Sof. And what else? Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. These two things are connecting into one. I'm asking you, if there was no zivug on these vessels, how could they break? you're asking, how come there are vessels that didn't break? But how could they break if they had no scrutiny, no lights? They received no lights, nothing.
I can't understand how there can be something which was left off to one side, didn't take part in the process.
It was inside.
So how didn't it chatter if it was inside?
Because there was no zivug on it, no mating. The screen shattered. There was no screen. There was a shimo that didn't ask to be actualized, did not receive the upper light, did not establish a screen on itself, and that's why it never received the upper light in order to bestow. That appeared eventually is in order to receive. And so it never shattered. It didn't have all those processes.
So from that moment on, how can you develop anymore? You have only Aleph Shorosh left.
Yes.
So how can you develop from there? We don't have everything that we had before.
So he's giving you a solution. We can develop in such a way that from Aleph Shorosh, what can he do? We can ask. Receive from above, receive help from above, and instead of Aleph of Hitlapshut, to make it Aleph of Aviut. Then you'll have Aleph of Aviut and Bet of Hitlapshut. Can it be? We'll see how it happens. It's an opposite process from below up. Opposite process. I didn't want to touch on it, but... Just like from below, from above. Dalet, Dalet. Dalet, Kimel. Kimel, Bet. Bet, Aleph. Aleph, Shoresh. Now you have going back. How beautiful it is that you have Roshimo of Itlapshut and Roshimo of Aviut. That they are different Roshimo. One from the vessel, one from the light. Maybe think about it. How come we have Roshimo from the light more than Roshimo from the vessel? And how the Roshimo from the vessel can specifically awaken a new Roshimo from the light? How the Roshimo from the light stimulates the vessel to aspire to grow. You understand? It's like we've always said, I have 100 shekels in my pocket, and I can buy me dinner accordingly. But I have appetite and taste for 200 shekels. So I'm looking for ways to realize it. Very simple. Meaning, you have a desire in the Roshimo of Hitlapshut. What does that mean? Because the Roshimo of Hitlapshut close on the Roshimo of Aviut. So how can the Roshimo of Aviut, which is Aviut of Shorosh, can be impressed with Roshimo of Hitlapshut, which is Aleph? What's happening here? How can it be? We'll learn about it. It's also like a protection of the letters. The Roshimo of Itlapshut surrounds the Roshimo of Aviut. It works on it. We'll see it. For now, we have to conclude.
We said that Dalet Gimel broke and Aleph Shorosh Timtzum Bet remained. Where did Bchina Bet go?
Which?
We have Dalet Gimel, Aleph Shorosh. Where is Bet?
From Katnut of the world of Nikudim?
From Gadlut. After Gadlut, Dalet Gimel shattered.
Yes.
And then we have Aleph Shorosh remaining. Where is Bet?
Bet where?
Bchina Bet.
Gimel Dalet Bet.
Gimel Dalet Bet Aleph Shoresh.
Gimel Dalet is only a sign for Gadlut. Just call it Dalet. Because they received all the way the world of Nekudim. They received completely all of the light of Ensof. They received it into their vessels. That's why all the vessels shattered. Nothing remained. What remains is only the Reshimo that was never in use, which is Aleph over Shosh.
Another question about the mechanism that you started describing. The essence of this mechanism is that I come to the restaurant with enough appetite for 200 shekels and I find that...
No, the appetite is not 100 shekels. The appetite is 100 shekel. And the desire to receive 100 shekel. But you have a reshimo from the 200. You are even sorry that you don't have a desire for 200. You look at other people, they're eating seafood. I've never had seafood before. Yeah?
No comment.
No, something special. What can you fantasize about? But you know, you don't have the appetite. No deficiency for it. But still, the impression exists. There's big, great people enjoy from having this special soup, French soup. Let's say French onion soup. Like the good one, the real one. They enjoy it. I don't even know what is this onion from soup from onion. I don't even know what it is. You have impression not from the vessels, but from the lights. There's coarseness also in the light. Not that the light has coarseness, but there's no light. Light is a phenomenon inside the vessel. There's no such concept as light. So, as soon as I'm attracted to something and I smell something, I discover something, there's already coarseness there. And it turns out that from this, I have this, have the connection to the upper one through the Shimo Vitlapshut. So I'm asking, I want to know about these vessels. I want to acquire these vessels. I want to reach these vessels. Through this Reshimo Vitlapshut, I don't have the strength, I don't have the desire, but the Reshimo Vitlapshut exists. It obligates me, it raises me. We'll learn about it, we'll talk. I don't know if, I don't remember if he explains it further here.
This gap, this is what brings about progress eventually, ultimately?
Of course, that's what brings progress. I come from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Zerampin. In the world of Atzilut, we have many such things. Okay, we'll go to the next part. Sorry. Report from Japan. Japan.
Our dearest friends and Rav, we see you every day in lessons and meals. We follow you, our connection with you, and with each other has a goal, the greatest and the only goal.
Our tent is a small virtual tent and consists of friends from Japan, China, and Australia. All of friends make great efforts to watch everyday morning lessons, if possible live or within 24 hours. In the last year, we conduct a daily tent meeting in which we read together and fulfill our daily tasks. Recently, we integrated into the group a very dear and strong friend with a strong desire from the young Japanese group. It is very challenging to connect virtually, but true connection is beyond time and space. So we, all the virtual groups, are forced to try to find connection without the daily hugs, massage, and coffee made by love of friends. For that, we appreciate so much every and each opportunity to meet physically, for mere congresses or other meetings. Japan is not the biggest country in the world, but still, traveling is demanding. We try our best to turn the difficulties into blessings.
We recognize we are in a very special stage now. When the goal seems far, the bigger reason we have to demand, the bigger reason to rise above our so-called personal lives. We rise only together with you, only from the center of the town. We find the center of the town with the help of your guidance, your importance, and your smiles. We feel lately that the individuality of the friends' personal strengths are becoming integrated, merged into one group being. As a team, in the larger circle of Bnei Baruch, we strengthen. Beyond the walls of language, distance, and technology, we feel the need of the bigger Kli to unite its most remote organs back.
When we joined the Israel Congress last year, we are very surprised to see a wonderful welcome from Bibi and the World Kli. Many friends said that they are very happy to see our Japanese Kli on Zoom during the morning lessons. We envy friends all over the world who can meet physically. Especially, we feel very jealous of BB friends who can receive Love's lesson at the same place. You are a great example for us, so we cannot understand why you are glad to see us. But we felt in recent morning lessons that Japanese Kli is uba, malfoot. So we want to do everything we can as uba for friends all over the world. We want to strengthen the connection of Japanese Kli more and more. We are given these friends, this Japanese Kli from Creator. La.
Hi.
לפני שנעבור לחלק הבא של השיר, נשיר ביחד שיר.
Before we move on to the next part, we'll sing a song together.
Laila la 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 la.
בעירה פותח את ליבי, נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי, ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה.
היא ממלאת את החלל, אני מחויב לי דאגה.
היא ממלאת את החלל, אני מחויב לי דאגה. עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה, מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה. וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה, שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה. אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה. לילה 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 לילה
שמסתתר ממני, ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי. בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה, ובחיבור אני זוצות נדליק את הלהבה. ובחיבור אני זוצות נדליק את הלהבה.
שברון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים